start something new, being consistent is the key to success. To be honest, it's one of the areas that I am constantly working on becoming a pro at. Staying on course and just being consistent with this podcast of speaking. I admit, I didn't know what I wanted to talk about, so I didn't make a podcast. And there was thoughts that if I make one, would anybody listen? Obviously, there are people are listening to my podcast. So I grabbed the mic, I grabbed my phone, and I decided to just talk. Tell you what I've been up to and why I haven't really posted anything. So, since my last show, I made a big chop and I cut majority of my hair off. I've never had short hair before, and although it's freeing to get up without really spending much time on it, I miss my hair like crazy. I'm used to long hair, so obtaining short hair is a new process. But I'm guessing you're probably asking, so what convinced you to make this random thought an action? Well, to be honest, I wanted to grow my curls out, which would allow me to embrace the long curly hair and healthy hair that I always wanted. So I had to make the cut. I had to cut off the damaged hair from flat ironing, and I haven't really had a perm, but I used to perm my hair when I was in my 20s, so I had to cut it all off. Well, not all, but majority of it. And the truth of it all, deep down inside, I wanted to cut because it was something in my life that wasn't really touched. Everything in my life was touched or taken away or has caused pain. So it was kind of like an outwardly expression of what I was feeling internally. So I cut my hair. And since the cutting, I felt completely free. Free to look at myself in the mirror, even more now to know that I am not my hair. My worth is not based on having long hair or having short hair, but I was still beautiful no matter if I had long or short hair. It was freeing as she was cutting my hair. And I was seeing it fall. I thought I would panic, but actually every cut was like a cut off of internal pain that I didn't really thought or imagine that was there. I don't regret it at all. I miss my hair. But I don't regret it because I know that I'm growing it back to be healthy and curly and long. But the experience was freeing. It uprooted unknown wounds that was hidden inside of me to be healed and to be set free. On the other hand, I got a job. After being full-time and launching now full-time in my photography in 2018, I ended up back into the workforce and started a remote job. Thank God. I get to help people in their struggles. I get to pray for them, which is helping me to grow in that area. And get to spread the gospel of love, peace, and light that God has for us through social media. This is a job that I prayed for because honestly, going from being an entrepreneur and back into the workforce probably would have been a huge struggle. But like I said, this job has been an answer prayed. And I am thankful and grateful for it because it's fully remote. I get to travel if I choose to, and I get to still work at the same time. God heard my cries and he answered. Not only that, I am now actively searching for a place to call home. God has been restoring me and the things that I've lost and the things that I've always desired. It hasn't been an easy process, trusting him along the way and then through the process, but I'm one step closer to breakthrough of the other side. It has taken me a while to get to this place of stillness and peace, even though it doesn't seem that way outwardly. Being in the circumstances that I am in right now, but internally I feel at peace. Internally I feel still. Internally I am patient and growing even more patient to wait on God for what he has for me. Again, like I said, it has been a process for me to get to this point and still is a process to carry on daily. But I am thankful that I can now see where I am growing and where I am heading and the things that God is pouring into me and to pour out to others that are around me and that follow me on social media. I'm thankful and I'm grateful for what's to come. If you're listening to this podcast, I just want to show my gratitude to you, the one that's listening right now, because this is a lot for me. And it's breaking me from the mute silence of keeping things in my head. So I thank you for listening and following the journey. You are appreciated, and I pray that God shows himself for you to experience the goodness that he has given to me, that he will give to you. Here's to a life of happiness. And to be freely you as I be freely me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Be blessed. That's it for this week's episode of Catch My Vibe. Be sure to follow me on IG at Dominica's Travel or over on Twitter _Dominica and subscribe on your favorite podcast app so you won't miss next week's episode.